this kilo mekayim shabbosis, komechalosa madas kilo mechal shabbosis. Very, I mean, it means that even though yontif is more kuladik, it's a lav only, so, but if you're not saying it, it's keilu mechal shabbos. So, what exactly is the relationship? I mean, you could say in all mitzvahs in the Torah, like on mitzvahs shadim dashbakevoy, all the mitzvahs in the Torah that a person is mezalzel, we can say it's as if he's mezalzel in. If a person mezalzel in the mitzvah, he's mezalzel on everything. There has to be something. Moed and Shabbos have to shalzach to directly that a chilla moedus is a chilla shabbosis, and a kimar is a kim shabbosis. I mean, even the statement itself is a little schwer, because male, if a person's mechal ma'adis, we see, if you're not such a Yerushamayim, if you're not so careful in Tzivei Hashem, it's a pgam in your Shabbos also. But the other way around, if you're mekayim the ma'adis, kilo mekayim is the Shabbos, I mean, we're obviously not talking about somebody who's being mechal Shabbos, chas v'shalom, and being mekayim moed. So what's the Tosefis over here? The first half is talking about someone that's Shema Shabbos, but Chas v'Shalom is Nichshol Ma'adis, he's Mezalzel Ma'adis. So we say that one complements the other. But what does it mean if you're Shema de Ma'adis, it's Ki'ilu as if you're Shema Shabbos? It's Shabbos stands at itself. Let's look a little bit at the parish of Sfira. It's like Sfat HaMachem Mimachas HaShabbos, Miyoyim HaViyachem Es Oyim HaPnufa Sheva Shabbos Es Tumis Tiyenu. There's a din of Sfirah Mimachas HaShabbos. And on this Mimachas HaShabbos is a trans Machlokes Tzedukim and Chachomim of the Eich Shalayiyah Shabbos is called, Pesach is called Mimachas HaShabbos. It says Pesach is called Shabbos, it's called Mimachas HaShabbos. If the Pesach had to call it like that and leave room for doubt, it must be that Mitzat Sfirah Soima, the Halacha is a Halacha of Mimachas HaShabbos. It's true that Ma'adim is Ikri Shabbos. It's not a kasha, but that if the Torah picks it, I mean, there's all Tirutzim. Chazal gave a lot of Tirutzim that it must be Mimachas. I mean, that in the Vikuach with the Tztukim, there were a lot of Tirutzim, kashas and Tirutzim back and forth as how could Shabbos mean Pesach. But if the Torah says it, the pshat is it must be that Sfirah Soim is like a Mimachas HaShabbos. That Pesach has a Shem Shabbos for this, and the Sfira starts Mimachas HaShabbos. Sfira relates to Pesach in so much as Pesach is Shabbos, and that's where Sfira starts from. You have to understand how, what Seder Advar. Then the in the beginning it says you have Omer, in the parasha before you have a Mitzvahs Omer, and it says there's a Issa V'lechem V'kol V'karmel Toch L'etzem Yimazeh. That there's an issa to eat until it's matir. So the Torah says, the Torah puts the dogish on the Kor Moimah, and then it says, by the way, you're not supposed to eat anything new until you don't bring a Kor Moimah. The lav is kilu, it's the main thing is a lav over here, and the issa achila is chadash until then, and then you have a het to eat chadash. Over here, in the parish of Omer and the Shteh Lechem, it says that's the tachlis. And from Mincha Chadasha, we know that until now you were not allowed to bring Mincha Min HaChadash. So in the Isser of Chadash Lechulin, before the Omer, over there it says it the other way around. It says there's a mitzvah, a karmayim, it's a mitzvah hayoyim, like every other, like all the other types of special karbanis. And then there's, by the way, there's an isser until then. And here it's the other way around. It says that the tachlis is mincha chadosha. Mikan mashma, that until now you couldn't bring it. And skilu, the tachlis of Sfirah Soima, it doesn't say it in terms of shavuos, it doesn't say it in terms of kabbalah zotar. It says v'kafta mincha chadosh al Hashem, that the sphere of tchish chamishim yoim is that you be makir mincha chadosh al Hashem. And it's oima, you know, the tachlis of Sfirah kilu mincha chadosh al Hashem. You need to understand that. Another side thing, which is it sticks out in the parasha, is the fact that ubekutzrechem, it's stuck into the parashas. Ubekutzrechem, it's ktiratzrechem loisechale pasotcha bekutzrechem lektzer leselaki. It's lonigatas vayzav neishem kechem. Stuck in as a here and later in the parasha in Pash Pirs. It's stuck in a Psazin Ksam, of course, Atschem mind this. So the Pshutosh Mikri is that this is the Tkufa when it's Chagakotze. So it's telling me the mitzvah Ktsira. Say that's the practical nekud of it. It's a halacha that relates to Ktsira. Since it's Chagakotze, you have a few mitzvahs Ktsira come with it. But obviously, if it's stuck into the parashas of my Adim, and there are other places where it speaks, but I didn't have to say here, then this is a nekuda that's also an aveya from the Inyan of my Adim. And it needs to be understood in that context also. So let's try to understand it a little bit. First, let's try to understand the Shabbos part, and then we'll see as regards to Sphere. The difference between Shabbos and Yontif is, like Chazal say, that Shabbos is kvi v'kaima, and Yontif is Pomim Bo Baruch, Pomim Bo Bektzora. Shabbos is something that's Kvi V'Kaima. It's a fixed point. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria. The Yontif is our Maisim, it's our Ishtablus. And we will make the Yontif. Atem Afilu B'Shegeg, Afilu B'Mezid. However, Klal Yisrael makes the Kiddush HaChodesh, that's how it happens. So when we look at Shabbos versus Yontif in a broader framework, the Yachas of Shabbos to Yontif is Kvi V'Kaima to Maisa Odom. Kvi V'Kaima is Min HaShemayim, Maisa Odom is from us. Kvi V'Kaima is a fixed point, and Me'adim are flexible. They're given to different Kviyas. So the Nekuda of Shabbos is always Kilu, what comes Milamala, and our Maisim are a term that phrase. The when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's very interesting, the Mokum of Shabbos. On the one hand, Shabbos is the last day of the Shivas Yimei Breishis, and Shabbos is Vayachal Kimas Kol Sha'osa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished everything, and it was the Makkah B'Patish with Shabbos. That was the safe pasuk of the world. So Shabbos is seen as the end point of the world. If you take a look mitzad the Re'i of Adam, it's not like that. Adam was created Friday, and his surah was finished basically Friday afternoon. So Adam's first full day would have been a Shabbos, and not Sunday. So it's modna. If Shabbos is supposed to be the tachlis of everything, the end of everything, and Adam is the ikar of Bria, so either Adam should be created Sunday or Shabbos should be first off for the next Sunday. There should have been some sort of for Adam. Basically, Shabbos is the first day. So Baal Korach of that Reb Tzadik says it on Ilmol Yisshomu Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis, that if Klal Yisrael would have watched two Shabbosis, the Gula would come. So he says the two Shabbosis are not, why two Shabbosis? If Shmir Shabbos is so important, one Shabbos is good enough. If not, 10 Shabbosim, 7 Shabbosis, what's two Shabbosis? So Reb Tzadik says one Shabbos has a Haschola and one Shabbos has a Gemar. In other words, the point of Kvi V'Kaim and Shabbos has to be mishtarish as a beginning. It has to start as an akuda of aschola. And from that, we can lead to another Shabbos. Similar to the fact that an Uber, when he's born, we give him kol ha'tayr kula, and then then he learns it over on his own yigiyah. So Tzuras Adam requires a kvi v'kaima. Tzuras Adam requires a beginning of that's kavua, that's fixed, a fixed point of reference, and then it requires avoda and a gemar, which is really similar to the beginning. So nimtzinu lemedim that things in the bria adam mitzar avodas adam, you need a kavir v'kaima as a sheirish, and then avoda to get to an end result. In the Hezba of the Inyanei Sfir Zayimah, so the most of the Chazal and also the Zayar in two or three places, very famous, I mean, it's Dosh Bekula, is that the mitzvah of Sfir Zayimah is that it's 7 times 7, it's just like all Taharis of a Isha that's a Nida or a Zava is 7 days. Tumas Mes, all Tumas seven and Sfiras Yomim is part of a process of Tahara, whether it's by Zava, by Nidat Fix, Shivas Yom, so on, by Tomimais, Shivas Yomim is a Tzairah Shivas Yom, all Shivas Yomim is a sphere of Tahara, and this was, the Pshat was Kaisel, was Tmeim, they had just come out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and therefore they were not Roy from Matan Torah, and that being Tahara himself, that's the Derech HaMelech of understanding. Also, and again, this is Chazal, and this in a lot of different surahs. The carbon that you bring on Pesach is Omer, which is from Seira, which is Michael Behema. That's a lower darga. It's the Pshat Kaisol was like a Behema. Kaisol was very Chumri, v'chulu. And you keep refining it until you get to Shtei Alechem, which is Lechem of Chita, and that's a higher Madrega and so on. That's the general run of the way to understand. There's one place, and the Zohar has one, a Hezba, that's almost the exact opposite. And understanding it is Pashit, a Sheirish, for understanding so many other things. So it says you should bring Karm Oimer. Vakrivu Soirim. You should bring Soirim. Why? Begin the Iu Kadmo Mikol Shar Tvua. Because it's the first of all Tvua. Umin Kadmo Miskarva. And you have to bring it from the first one. Veloy Mahudim Misacha. And not from the one that comes later. The Ha'achidu Kadmo the Israel is Achid Bey Bikutrabrihu Hochahu. Because the Sheirish of Dveikus of Klal Yisrael in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that. It's from the first point of Dveikus. The Raza de Milani says this, it's the site of another parasha, a Meirik, a Tzushtal, a Neiros, the Gilui. Arab, it's like the week of Rav Shem Echoy, it's Roy Dvarim Eilut to be said over. Zoyis Teiris HaKanos, it says by Minchas Kanos is Chaser. Minchas Kanos is missing a Vav. Why? As a Rusa Lanoshe de Almud Le Yistun Tchoyis Baleem. It's an ashara to soitis, the korban of the bali, the korban of the oimer, because bali is the first tavua. It's ashara for nashim not to wander away from the husband, which we don't understand yet the tzushtal b'chlal. But at least understanding the nekudi is being meyer. Normally the chazal, and again this is the derech hamelach of understanding it, is that the mincha seira was a mincha, was a korban seira because she did a maaseh behema. Seira is definitely lower darga. The Gemara says, and the Gemara Pesachim says that when the chita wasn't good, and the guy came along and said a psura that the seira is good, he told him, go tell it to Susam Nechamayrim. It's not a psura for people. Seira is a lower darga, and she did a maisa behema, and that's a carbon, that's a Michael, it's a Michael behema. That's the way Chazal described it, and that's like a derchamo. The Zohar says a faker to Nekuda. He's telling it su. And we haven't explained it yet, but just the tzushtal of his, that faket, the sheirish of a woman being mizdabik to her husband lies in seira, the same way that seira has a maila nechshivus, that this was the first one, that's the maila nechshivus of Klal Yisrael, and the seira of divuk, the dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies dafkin in seira, and that's why the carbon of Isha lies after Saira, not to show how bad she did, but to be Me'ir on the Nakuda Dveikas in her husband. That's the words. That's what he's saying. And let's try to explain it. Let's try to understand it. There's a Niflikat, the Ishbet says someplace, a Gevaldik Kahara, in Parshas Kiseitze. He says that it says there's a Parsha of a Bechir Ben Asnua, and versus the non Bechir who's not Ben Asnua. So it says that when it'll come the time to be manchil the Yerusha, it says you have to give it to the Bechoyer. And again, Chazal tie it to the beginning of the Pasha. But it's a Pasha itself. Voye be manchil es bonav, es ashiloi, lo yuchal levaker es ben ahuv al ben asnua Bechoyer. The person has to recognize and give recognition to the Bechor ben Asnua that he gets Pishnayim. So the Ishbetah says that every single Bechoir is a Ben Asnua, and every single Bechoir, and the Chiyuv is to be Makir that he's the Bechoir. Meaning, a person's Avodah always has a point of Reishis. People didn't just fall into Avodah. There's a point of Reishis in Avodah. There's a Reishis that a person got started from. By definition, that Reishis is always imperfect, clumsy, impure, problematic. That is the prayer of Adam. The first, when a person, let's take a very Pashto muscle. A person designs, a person is learning to build a cabinet, he builds his first cabinet. By definition almost, his first cabinet will be the worst model he ever made. Because it has, you know, all the awkwardness, all the clumsiness, all the imperfection, and so on. The second, as he goes along, he improves it. It gets better. In Koichas HaNefesh, in the pasuk over there, the way the Israelites would say Pshat is, a person's bechayer is always where he makes his mistakes in chinuch, where he's not trained yet, not ready yet. So there's always an element of ben asnua. There's always an element of having a conflict, and it's a phenomenon. It doesn't have to become a major parasha, but there's always a feeling of inadequacy. Copy of chayer. That's koyches hanefesh, take a understanding of it, and b'meila the person has to understand b'cholzis that this is chayer and soul. That's the understanding of the parasha there. I want to understand it in our inyan. There's always a point of first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was Shakua and Avodah Zarah, was Shakua Mem Teshare Tuma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by, and Klal Yisrael was Nistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the point of Reishis of Klal Yisrael. The first point is always a point of Kvi Vekaima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself. There's a Nekuda, there's a point of Chiba where Klal Yisrael is attached itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by definition, if it's Halolo Dazer, Valolo Dazer, if the Shtufim Imem Tashar Tuma, if Klal Yisrael had zero Achana beforehand, that Nekuda always is a problematic Nekuda. And you can't stay with that. And you have to start to be mitayed in the kuda, and you have to start shaping it up and cutting it out. But a person always has to understand that sahakol, he's getting back to that first nekuda. When a person looks back, Aveda is not abandoning the nekuda of Reishis. The nekuda of Reishis is the b'chayr, and that's where the nekuda of Aveda starts from. He then has to work on it, move it ahead, and change it. But he's always coming back to that nekuda. In that nekuda is also in Avodah. That nekuda is always injected from outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected Pesach into Klal Yisrael. That is the Shabbos that's Kvi V'Kaim. That's the Nekuda and Klal Yisrael that doesn't shake, it doesn't move, and that's the Reishis of Klal Yisrael. Mo'adim, which are already Avodah by the Adam, have to come as a Hemshech to that Avodah. A person can't throw away that original Nekuda and say, oh, now I understand, and now it's different, and that was a mistake. Chas v'shalom. The Nekuda of Kvi V'Kaima, the Nekuda lives in Adam. That's Nekuda of Shabbos, and the person works towards making towards Mo'adim. So in a few different, I find we ask the kasha, what's the use of creating Adam in right Erev Shabbos? So we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started Adam with a Nekuda of Kvi V'Kaima. He needed a Shabbos. A Shabbos could not have been a new thing that was there in the Bria. Shabbos is the beginning of it's the Kvi V'Kaima. It's the source where a person is going from. And then, had Adam bit Kitikunoi, he would have worked six days Avodah, and then there would have been a Shabbos that would have been Tachlis of Avodah. But the Tachlis and the Kvi V'Kaima would have been the same, except that the Avodah led him back to in a Tzura where it's done with Avodah Sodom. That's the special, that's the Nekuda of kol mechalas o meadis is ki ilu chilos haShabbos kol mekaimas o meadis ki ilu kiimas haShabbos. Shabbos comes milamalo. It's kvi vekaima, and a person doesn't have much say about it. So the pagam or the kiyum of meadis and zmanim and its kloli soifin is in meadim. If a person should know that the kvi vekaima is a tnai. If a person develops the kvi vekaima, then the pshat is then the kvi vekaima is takim mikuyim mitzaratzmoi. If a person doesn't develop it, if a person is mechal his avoda, if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do, so lemafreya what the kvi vekaima is worthless for him. It's kvi vekaima tzad kadosh baruch, not kvi vekaima tzad you. Shabbos is immutable, mitzad its metzias. But if a person doesn't, when my adam, which avodas adam, if it doesn't come to fruition, then the Shabbos is, it's not his Shabbos. For him, it's Shabbos mechulul. Because if it was up to you, you would, just like you're not making a yontif, you wouldn't make a Shabbos either. And vice versa, if a person mitzad his avoda is mekayim, so then the shayrish is mekuyim. There's a direction where if a person doesn't develop the nekuda, the nekuda's kilo is not kayim, and that's the pashta understanding of Sefiras HaYomim. If Klal Yisrael would not develop it, the nekuda, then the Pesach was worthless. So Pesach is called Mimachas HaShabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos because it's in Mo'adim, it's the nekuda that was kvi v'kayma. Just like Shabbos is given milamala, and it's a reference point for everything else, the first day Pesach was HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down v'kvoda v'atzmoy, and he was Megala himself, and Klal Yisrael wasn't ready, sh'nigla le'a melech malchei avloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't Klal Yisrael's work. Klal Yisrael was still b'chipazin, and le'yispik v'tzeich l'achmetz, ad sh'nigla le'a melech malchei avloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They hadn't prepared Shabbos yet, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos came no matter what. So the first Shabbos, Pesach, mitzad the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the tzustel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria was kvi v'kaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decided that there'd be a keitz, chishalem is a keitz, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, he was mechash at the keitz, he moved it up to a time when it would be ready, and he injected himself into the Bria. From that point onwards is Aveda, and that's where we started counting and so on. That is the Mahalach in a Pashto way. That's why it's called Shabbos. That's why it's called Mimachas HaShabbos. But there's a deeper Nekuda here, and this is so one general thrust is that people have different Hisayuris in their lives. People are motivated by something. People are given talents, abilities, and so on. And people at least they look back and they say, "Oh, this I have." No, if you develop it, then you have it. Those things in a person that are kvi v'kaima, whether he's born with them, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it sent to him, a person had a tremendous place, he had a tremendous Rebbe who taught him very well. A person had a tremendous environment. He was raised in a very good environment. A person had somebody that he went punk to hear somebody who was tremendously moir him. Those in Yonim are the kvi v'kaima milamala, and they're not his. A person can't lock it up in his oitzer of things that are his. If the hemshich is avoda, if the person is mekayim as a meadis, he's mekayim what he does, then that becomes his also. Then lemafreya, his upbringing is his rebbeim is his service, all of it are his. Of a lemaisa, that's all tonight. So one direction of it is the pasha direction that how a person develops it, that's how it comes. But there's a second akuda, and in the other way around, and this is it's an akuda that lives in the panemius of a person's avodah. The Baal Tanya says in Chelek, it's called Chanoich Lenar. He says Chanoich Lenar Pidarkoi Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yosem Yimenu, that if a person is Mechanech Lenar Pidarkoi, even when he gets older, he doesn't move away from it. So he asks, it's mashma ki'ilu that the person stays with the same nekuda of nairus through all his life. L'chumim faket. I mean, if you ask a chumash rebbe, do you want, you know, you'll tell him, if you're a very good rebbe, the kids will always be doing your shiurim for the rest of their lives. I say, I wish they'll strike. I mean, even a Gemara Rebbe, any Rebbe, the hope of the Rebbe is that this Talmud will go much further himself. So what's the... He tied to the Pasuk, Ilu Gam Ki Yasa Yasa Menu, he'll stick with the same Nekuda. So he answers that Steiging always requires stages and Kufis. A person goes... And it's like a stairway. There are landings, and then there are places where you move higher, and your feet are in no place. So he speaks about preserving. A person has to have a certain nekuda tamima of Yerushalayim and Avodah that keeps him going through everything, even when there's matzavim that he's moving from one phase to another phase. He still has something that keeps him going. That's basically the way he says it. I'd like to say it in a little bit of a different sprach. The nekuda of chiba, the nekuda of chiba lies in the first meeting. The nekuda of chiba lies always in the firstness of something, in the reishis of something. Klal Yisrael is called reishis. It says like a te'ena when it's mevaker, when it becomes a p'chay, when it begins to, that everybody grabs it and eats it. So is Klal Yisrael. The nekuda of chiba lies in the reishis, and never again does a person have that nekuda of chiba. There's always something that first meeting, in that first in the first kesher, in the first chiba, and that's the soy that Chazal say that an ish is not kairis pris, along in misha isa is a kli. In the shevish of chiba, the kvi v'kaim of chiba lies in the first nekuda. And as a person begins to develop in avoda, a person becomes sophisticated in his learning, a person becomes used to the davening, a person becomes regular in mitzvahs. So if a person, there's a tendency to reject the reishis with that nekuda pnimis as well, and that's the imik of what the Ishbitzer says. A pchayer carries in himself a chvivis, but also a lot of roughness that makes him a ben snua. So the Torah tells you, true is a ben snua, but you always have to be makir in the pchayer of it. You always have to be makir that this is the reishis, and this is where the chias lies, and this is where the tam lies, and the dveikus always lies in that first point of reishis. In Danish, a kareses pris elot one made a kli. So the Torah says that in Sfiras Ha'emet, Sadav Nifla, that was Rabbi Yoel pointed out, the Indian that people speak about that in Sfiras Ha'emet. You count backwards. You're not counting two matan Torah. You're counting how many days passed from there. The teretz is because adarabah, the sheirish of dveikus and chiba lies in the sa'irim dafka. It lies dafka in the moment when a person was like a behemah, and this nigla of melach malchay amloch makadosh baruch hu. That moment of reishis is the etzem pnimius of a person's binyan. And a person, no matter how far he counts, he's counting back to that nekuda. And that's what the Zohar says. That's the imik of his words. He says, Dafka Sa'ira, even though it's a Michael Behema, even though it's a Michael Snua, even though it's a Michael that has a lot of klipa to it, and it's right. But the Sheirish of Dveikus, the Sheirish of Zacharti Lo Chesed Nurayich, the Sheirish of where a person was first in Stavik HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in this Nekuda of Reishis. That's what the Zohar says. And that's why the mitzvah of Omer is in the Nekuda of Kvi V'Kaima, is despite the fact that it's Sa'ira, that's the Mokum of Keshon Chiba. That's, like he says, the Mokum where a person is Ochit HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dafka Sa'ira, because that's the Reishis of the Tevuah. So that's the Sheirish of it. And that's the second half of what the Zohar means. When a person has to, the Minchas Sa'irim is the Minchas Sa'irim, on the one hand, like Chazal says, it's Meramis to the Maisa Behem and everything she did wrong. But there's another Sheirish, and that's what the Zohar says, it's an Azhara for Noshim. They should not be Soita from Balayim. Because the understanding, every person had a moment of Chiba, a moment of Chiba to Balayim. And then later, they saw this, they saw that, they saw the other. So a person has to understand that he always has to live with that first moment of chibur, that moment when hates his love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the moment that a person has to retain. Niflos of the lashonis of Chazal, it's nifla when you misamik on how meduyik the things are. It says that one of the nyanim of the Tyrus Anida is that after she's toivel, she's chaviv al balea like a kalabim chupasa. The pshat is the chibah that goes back is the kalabim chupasa. You count 7 days to go back to the shayrish of that chibah. It's not a better chibah, it's not a newer chibah, it's the chibah back to that shayrish again. So the tzura of minchas oima is that there's a minchas oima, because that's the racious, the very racious. And that's the Seyda Psukim. The Seyda Psukim says, the avoid of Adam is to start with a mincha of oima, of soirim. And then a person has to move on, and the tachlis of the 49 days is to bring a mincha chadasha. If the person stays with the soirim, it's not good. He has to bring a new mincha. It's different than the Seirim, it's only in Isser until now. Here, Faket, the Tachlis is talking the Mincha Chadosh Lashem, his Avoider, the Mayed versus the Shabbos. But the person's counting, the Sheva Shabbos, Tmimas Tiyana, the 50 days that the person counted are a Hashlama, it's the 50th day of the Oimah. We're counting to the Oimah, we're not counting towards the Shtei Alechem. We're always, as we count day after day, it's Ba'oimah, 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 Le'oimah, Le'oimah, Le'oimah. It's always, we're counting it in there. And it's maybe a remiss to it. Le'oimah is probably the grammatically better, and going to Ba'oimah, the Pshat is Fakert. The Sheirish is Nishtarish in before, in the Oimah. Maybe that's a remiss in the Pasuk later also. The Pasuk later says that that's the mitzvah of peyah. The ma'isik tzira. If you look at the ma'isik tzira, Shavuos called the chaga kotzer. Ktzira is it's when you take the kvi v'kaima and you make it into something that's mobile, that's yours specifically. As long as it's in the ground, it's lashem aratzim loya. It's part of the aretz and it's kavur. When a person is kaitzer it, it becomes part of yours. Adrabe, the mitzvah, the ma'ase ktsira, it's interesting because Chazal learned from ktsira, they learn, it says, hachal chermish bakoma, I'll take it bakoma bakoima, that you're supposed to count it standing up, the mitzvah sphere, and it says, we learn from here, that's the halacha, the sifri. From here we learn that every time it says lochem, in all the chems, there's a mitzvah of doing it by midah. A midah is always when a person's ishtachavah is when a person mevat himself to someone else. A midah bekoima, it means a person is independent. He's built up. The person's tzura is koima is his tzura, independent tzura and built up l'teferes. So it says that wherever there's a mitzvah that says lochem, wherever the mitzvah shtalzuk tzu to the person, it has to be bekoima. It has to be done, the whole person has to shtalzuk to the person. So the Torah says that wherever, even when by the kotzer, when you're kotzer, the tvua, and turn that, you have to leave over a corner that's mechuber. The pas sotchem is the nekuda of kvi v'kaima in the field that became kotzer. That's b'derech remes, b'derech hamakom. That's the to recapture the two nekudas. The mahalach of avoda starts always with a rachis, and that rachis is kvi v'kaima. It's not the person's effort, and one direction of this chiyav is that if a person doesn't develop it, if a person doesn't do anything with it, if a person doesn't bring a mincha chadasha, a person is brought up in an environment that's frum and nice and good and fine. And he's the same, and weiter. Where's the mincha chadasha l'Hashem? the tachlis is to start counting away from there. The tachlis is to start building and to bring a mincha hadash Hashem. A person finishes his cycle of Shabbosis, and where is the mincha hadash Hashem at the end of it? If whatever a person has is simply rehashing what he had before, then there's no tachlis to it. Then it's a pchina of Chas v'Shalom. If he's mechal de mayadis, if he's not mekayim mayadis, then there's no kiyum of Shabbos. He's not holding on. He's not holding on to what he got by keeping it. He's holding on to what he got by developing it. If there's no mayadis, if there's no kiyum mayadis, then it's lacking the kiyum of Shabbos. That's one direction, and that's the aleph of the direction of Sefiras Omer and so on. But there's a fakerta direction, and on a pneumistic level, it's nagia to people in a much more subtle way, but in a much more sometimes it's the most nagia to a person. Every person that is a ben avoda, ben aliyah, to some darga, started from a moment, started from a nakuda, and that nakuda of reishis is a nekuda, and the teva of the person is that as he develops it, he discards it, he looks back to it, it was a little bit naive, it was a little bit tmimistic, it was a little bit silly, it was a little bit wrong, it was a little bit this. A person sees the rough sides of it, the funny sides of it, that's the way a person looks at it. But a person has to understand that the shayra shadveikas lies dafka in that shayra. In that nekuda, in that first moment of intensity, in that first moment that either HaKadosh Baruch Hu was niglalav, or that he was made into a kli, or whatever that moment of rachis was, that is the chiyas, that's his pneumistic chiyas. And a person has to keep it and hold on to it. A person has to understand that everything that he has carries that with it. It's only developing it. He's not discarding it as he runs to Shavuos. He's building it up as he comes to Shavuos. It's one day in the Omer, 2 days to 49 days in the Omer. Because I'll say, Mizois Oyle Min Amidbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is admiring Klal Yisrael, like somebody looking in the distance and seeing somebody running in from the desert to a Mokim Yishuv, and he exclaims, Mizois Oyle Min Amidbar. Who's this coming up from the Midbar? So Chazal darshan it, Uma Shekol Aliyoseho Min Amidbar. All of its aliyas came from the desert. Going out, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, and so on. All the important events in Klal Yisrael happen in the Midbar. In other words, when a person is looking back at himself, he has to see the Midbar where the Aliyahs came from. Mizois Eilu Min HaMidbar, a person has to know that his Sheirish came from before, not from after. And a person needs it, because at some point, if a person doesn't keep the Nekuda, then it'll peter out. He'll build higher than the Sheirish carries it. So side by side with the effort to bring a mincha chadash al Hashem, a person has to understand that what keeps a chibur to Baila, even when she's seen people that are much cheshiva, what keeps a chibur Klal Yisrael Takarish Baruch Hu, even after they tasted the shtei alechem and the chita, is dafka the seira of that gilu of reishis, that first moment of chibur and dibuk when Klal Yisrael was in Takarish Baruch Hu. Shabbos.